A VegoVision production. Revenge of the Turkeys.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, dearie, my father. I'm so looking forward to Christmas Day.
Oh, so am I, Diana, my beautiful unmarried daughter, aged 21. But me being one of them country turkey farmers, there's still a lot of work to be done, getting things ready for all the jolly villagers of Merrydale, where we live.
Let's turn on the wireless. There may be some carols we can sing along with.
Righto.
Blah, 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 blah. Now here's an urgent news flash for the villagers of Merrydale.
That's us!
Scientists tonight report a strange green radioactive meteorite headed towards the Earth.
That's our planet!
Experts have predicted that the impact area will be in the region of Merrydale in Worcestershire.
That's here!
Look! In the sky! It's huge!
The sky's always been that size.
No, no, that great big green thing!
Meteorite.
And it's heading for our farm. King of me. It's in our turkey sheds. Quick, out of the car.
Oh, I told you we should have bought a hatchback. You go for help, Diana. I'm going to try and rescue the livestock.
All right, Daddy. Be careful. Gosh, I do hope nothing has happened to our turkeys.
I'm not having them bark scratches in my pub.
But there's nothing wrong with them.
Yes, there is. They upset the customers. Now get them out.
Oh, all right, then. Come on, Felicity. Come on, Joan. We're not wanted.
Harboomed.
What's that, Bathsheba?
Doomed. I'm reading my anchor, Chief.
Your what?
My anky first. Signs. I can read the future with it, and I foresee great tragedy in this village. We're all doomed. It's here for all to see.
Oh, that's gruesome.
Come on, Bathsheba. This is the season of good cheer. Hey, you made a Christmassy tune on the piano.
Oh, all right, Dad. Two, three, four.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one we used to know. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover, and we'll rock around the clock tonight. You're a pain to...
Hi, I'm a stranger around here. Good evening, landlord. How about a pint of your finest old English ale?
From America, are you, sir?
That's right.
That'll be 68 pounds, 10 shillings and threepence halfpenny, please.
My, things certainly are cheap over here.
Oh, you're lucky, sir. It's happy hour. Everything's half price.
Really? Then perhaps I could buy all of your friends a drink.
Oh, hey, right, 5 pints then, please, Moses. And 5 for Bathsheba as well. Good old stranger. Here, do you like Christmas then?
Why, yes. You know what they say, peace and goodwill to all men. The coming together of family and friends. The joys of giving and receiving.
And slaughtering animals.
I'm sorry?
A fine time for killing animals, sir. Brains and innards. Turkey screaming as you tear out their giblets. The sound of a chainsaw ripping through
God, how gross.
I see you've met Carcass the village butcher. We'll have a go. How many words?
What?
You mind, but we'll guess. How many words?
Oh,
Right, 15.
First word?
Oh, it's a small word. Sounds like donkey.
Do the old thing.
Bambi!
Wait, I think I have it. A horrible green radioactive meteorite has just crashed on your turkey farm.
That's right. Who are you?
My name is Bicep. Rip Bicep. Oh, my God, but you're beautiful.
Why, thank you, sir.
No, not you. I mean this vision of loveliness. We've known each other but for a few moments, yet I feel as if I've known you all my life.
Oh, me too. Hold me. Kiss Catch me quick, Vic.
Oh, go on, Emma. Oh, get in there, it's your birthday.
No tongues.
Of all the pubs in all the towns, you had to walk into the one that I'd already walked into. Bathsheba, you know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
If I can stand it, she can. Play it.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one we used to know.
Now let's go to your farm and see that meteorite.
Sure is quiet out here.
Yes, too quiet. Wait, that's funny. The barn door's unlocked.
My God, the place is a mess.
Where are all our turkeys? Where's Daddy?
You're standing on me.
Daddy, Daddy, what happened? Oh,
the turkeys. They went berserk. They grew. They attacked me. Here. I can't feel my legs.
That's not surprising, sir. They're over here. Let's get out of here, quick.
What about me?
No, no. You two go. Don't worry about me. You may be able to save many lives.
Right, sir. Come on, Diana.
You bastard, come back! I didn't mean it! Oh, God, where's my head? Get away, get away! Nice turkey! Oh, nice. No, no, no! I'm just stopping!
We got badger and gherkin, barbecued slug or smoky bacon.
Or no plain.
There's trouble! The green meteorite has mutated the turkeys, and they seem to be taking revenge on us humans.
Humans?
Oh, I knew this would happen. For it is written in the Merrydale Anchor Chief of Doom. I quote, and lo, on a day very close to the day of the 25th of December...
Today!
A strange, glowing shape shall be witnessed in the heavens.
The meteorite!
Whereupon, all things being equal, lots of nastiness shall begin happening all over the place. And there's only one solution.
What?
We must perform the Merrydale Clog Dance of Death.
Come here, Mr. Bicep. Put these hot chestnuts down your trousers. Rub this Christmas pudding in your hair and wriggle like hell.
Okay. Say, what does this dance do?
Not much, but it looks good, don't it?
Oh, look, stop! This dance won't stop the turkeys.
Do you know something about all this, then?
Something, but not everything. You see, I majored in astrophysical, anthropological, geomorphic meteorology.
Oh, really?
That's the kind of guy I am. And while I was at college, there was this movie called Giant Green Blobs from Outer Space and How to Deal with Them.
What happened?
I don't know. I missed the movie.
No! Why, American?
There must be somebody who knows what to do about killer turkeys.
How about the old village genius, Professor Brainstorm?
Did you say Brainstorm? You mean to tell me that my old college tutor is here in Merrydale?
What a coincidence!
He lives up on the craggy hilltop in the big old spooky house with the lightning and the bats above it. It's called Dun Roman.
This must be the house, Rick.
Professor Brainstorm?
Huh? Vip? Oh, Vip, my boy, it's been so long. How nice to see you. Oh, looking well you are. Hungry? Fancy a bagel?
We don't have time. Listen, Professor, we need your help. A radioactive meteorite from outer space has crashed on a turkey farm. Once exposed to the radiation, the turkeys seem to have undergone some terrible mutation, growing out of all proportion. What's more, their behavior patterns have been adversely affected.
It's no good. I'll have to get a pen.
Oh, can't you help us, Professor?
Well, I have a little something over here that I've been tinkering with in my spare time. A lovely piece of schmutter. Look at the detail.
What is it, Professor?
My latest invention, the proton molecular reduction atomizer gun.
Brilliant. What does it do?
It makes things smaller.
Perfect. We'll take it.
Mind you, it hasn't been tested. It's not guaranteed.
That's a risk we'll have to take. Now, we must get back to the village. Give me the gun.
Okay, but don't you want it gift wrapped?
Come on, Diana. Professor, this way.
Sergeant, I'm Rip Bicep. Let us through.
Oh, Mr. Bicep, thank God you're here.
Why?
I just made a fresh port of Rosie Lee's house.
No time for tea, Sergeant. I've come armed with the professor's ray gun to save the world.
Oh, a cup of coffee then.
Everyone stand back. Okay, turkeys, eat laser death.
Damn it!
Leap, what's wrong?
Your ray gun's jammed, Professor.
So what do you want, a refund?
Is there no hope?
Well, no. Civilization will perish unless someone comes up with a brilliant idea just like that.
Wait. It's a long shot, but it just might work.
What is it, darling?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Griff.
If we unplug the ray gun and reverse the output from the dinodular valve in the cathode interocitor, like so,
and connect it to the village power supply,
the entire high street will become
a vast atomic energizer powered by
microwaves, and the turkeys
will revert
to their
norm.
Oh,
cover bullets, anyone?
Size!
But how do we lure the turkeys away from the pub and into the high street?
With bait, Diana. Live bait. And I am that bait. Sergeant, cover me in cranberry sauce.
Perhaps later when I'm off duty, sir.
No, no. It's to attract the turkeys.
Oh, I see. Cranberry sauce, what?
Sir?
Immersing, Mr. Bicep, in the cranberry sauce from it to two on the Wait for it, laddie. Wait for it. Coverage complete.
Before you go, tell me that you love me. Oh, I love it when you talk dirty. Goodbye, and good luck.
Look, it's working. The turkeys are following Zip. Sergeant, throw the switch. But they're not drinking. They're cooking.
Frizzling to perfection, judging by the aroma, sir.
Yeah, food.
Where's my bit? He's laid down his life for the sake of mankind.
No, wait. Look, that blob wobbling towards us. Vip's alive and squelching.
My hero.
Hi, yes, I knew the cranberry sauce would protect me from those microwaves generated by the ray gun. But I didn't think they would actually cook the...
Microwaves? Wait a minute, of course. It could revolutionize domestic life as we know it.
What?
The microwave trouser press.
I haven't been so excited
since I invented the Braille wireless. Rip, let's talk percentages. Diana, order some business cards.
Well, everyone, once more, the world is a safe place to eat meat in.
Move it. Kiss me.
No tongues. I'm really looking forward to Christmas dinner.
But please, let's not have turkey.
Not a chance. We'll have a duck.
At least, Brendan, no danger from them.
You better believe it, guys.
The Revenge of the Turkeys was written by Stuart Silver, Alan Whiten, and Malcolm Williamson, starring Morena Banks, Paul B. Davis, Harry Enfield, Jeremy Hitchin, and Steve Steen. The producer was Mark Robson.